To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. For the blessings of durood and salawat and salutations upon the noblest of creation, the Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal, and our Habib Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulallah. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, once again, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome you to yet another informative episode of our silsila turning to Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, today we have a very wonderful and informative discussion. The topic of our discussion will be piety is the best shelter. For indeed, it is so true that piety is the best shelter. We may be able to do many good deeds in our lives, going for Hajj, giving out the zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, performing our salahs, and many other acts of ibadat. But what we need to understand is, these acts of ibadat, they all need a shelter. They all require a shelter. They need something that can protect them, so that on the day of Qiyamah, our actions will be presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal without having had the interference of Shaitan, so that our actions can reach the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as beautiful, as good as the day we perform them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one way to protect our amals and our good deeds and our good actions is to adopt the quality of piety. For indeed, piety is the best shelter. What is piety? What is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? What is this shelter that we are talking about? This fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, this shelter that ensures that our a'mals remain free from the waswas and the interference of Shaitan. What is the definition of fear? Generally, fear is the state of the heart, which is a reaction of any unpleasant act. And there are many examples that can be given, such as having fear of being hit or cut by the knife when you are busy cutting fruits. That is the general definition of fear. But when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the definition? The definition of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal means that one gets into deep fear, thinking about divine punishments, the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, divine retribution, self-sufficiency, and the independentness of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the definition of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to have this within ourselves, dear viewers of Madani Channel. A person who has the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal indeed becomes pious. And piety and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal are indeed the best shelter. Hazrat Sayyiduna Faqih Abu Lais Samarqandi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal appears, or it is demonstrated, through 8 elements. Number 1, through the tongue of a human being, through the tongue of a person. And how is the fear and the piety demonstrated by one's tongue, by the tongue of a person? He says, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal will prevent that particular person from committing backbiting and idle speaking, and the tongue will ensure that this particular person is engaged in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also is engaged in the recitation of the Holy Quran. This is one sign by which the fear of Allah, by which piety can be demonstrated through the tongue, through our tongues, through our lips. The fear of Allah, the piety of Allah, this shelter, which is the best shelter, can be demonstrated by our tongues. That our tongues will not be involved in lying. Our tongues will not be involved in committing of backbitings. Our tongues will not be involved in anything but that which brings us closer to Allah and brings us closer to His Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, he says that the fear and the piety of Allah Azza wa Jal can be demonstrated by a person or by a human being's stomach. And he elaborates on this astonishing and beneficial aspect. He says that a person will not fill his stomach with haram and unlawful food items. So what it means? It means, as part and parcel of piety and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person will ensure that what goes in his stomach, what goes in his belly, is nothing but halal, is nothing but that which has been made lawful by Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anything is not being permitted or is not permissible by Sharia, he will do all he can to ensure that it does not enter his stomach, to ensure that it does not enter into the stomach or into the belly of any of his family members and relatives. He will do the best he can to ensure that whatever enters his stomach is what has been made permissible by Allah Azza wa Jal and by His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will also ensure that he will eat halal. He will eat that which is permissible as per need. It means he will not waste that which is halal just on the base of that being halal. He will ensure that although this is what has been made permissible and lawful for me to consume, but it does not mean I should waste it. He will ensure that he takes part of that only when it is necessary and only when it is a need. He says that the fear and the piety of Allah, which is the best shelter, can be demonstrated by one's eye. He says, by one's eye, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal can be witnessed and can be demonstrated and can be displayed. And he elaborates further. He says that a person will prevent his eye from seeing haram and will not see the world getting attracted to it. What it means? It means that a person will ensure that whatever he sees with his eye is all that which has been made permissible by Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he also says that the eye of that particular person will not be attracted by the beauties of this world. And the only time that his eye will be attracted will be when this person has the intention of acquiring admonition. And fourthly, he says that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal can be demonstrated, can be displayed by one's hand. He says, a person, he will never stretch out his hand towards haram, but rather, one will always use his hand in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And number five, he says that through one's feet, he says that a person will not use his feet in disobedience to Allah, but rather he will use his feet in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And number six, he says through one's heart, a person's iman and taqwa and piety, which is the best shelter, can be demonstrated, can be displayed by his heart, meaning he will keep away the feelings of grudge, spite and jealousy towards Muslims' brothers from his heart, and he will awaken the eagerness in his heart for well-wishing and treating the Muslims gracefully. And number seven, he says, through obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, a person will perform the acts of worship for the pleasure of Allah alone and will remain in the state of fear regarding hypocrisy and showing off. And lastly, he says that through the sense of hearing, a person will only hear and listen only that which is permissible, only that which has been made permissible by Allah Azza wa Jal and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and will avoid from hearing and from listening to anything that has been made haram by Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this parables that were mentioned by this great personality, they offer a mountain of lessons for myself and yourself to learn and to improve our taqwa, to improve our fear to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to ensure that whatever we see, let it be that which has been made halal by Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever we hear, whatever we eat, whatever stays in our heart should be in accordance with Quran and Sunnah. For indeed, when that have been mastered, inshallah, we will then be counted from amongst those whose shelter, then we can be counted from amongst those who has adopted this beautiful quality of piety, which is the best shelter. And obviously, Allah Azza wa Jal, in many ayats of the Holy Quran about the importance of this beautiful shelter, which is taqwa, which is piety. And we will try, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to go through some of the verses of the Holy Quran pertaining and regarding this beautiful shelter, which is piety. Allah Azza wa Jal says that وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we have indeed emphasized to those who received the books before you and to you that remain fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. From this ayat-e-karima, it becomes crystal clear that those followers of Prophet ﷺ who came before us, they were also been given the message of piety and the message of taqwa. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to their prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam the importance of this beautiful shelter, to adopt this beautiful quality of taqwa, this beautiful quality of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So whichever prophet came to this world, Allah Azza wa Jalla, according to this ayat karima, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that those who were given the books, they were also been given the message of adopting piety and the message of adopting taqwa. Allah Azza wa Jalla says again in another beautiful ayah of the whole Quran that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Translation from Kanzul Iman, that O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. In another beautiful ayat of the whole Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So do not fear them and fear me. And there are so many beautiful ayats that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the importance of this beautiful shelter, which is indeed the best shelter, and that is the shelter of piety. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah that the essence of wisdom is the fear of Allah. In this beautiful Hadith Mubarakah, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about the Ra'sul Hikmah, the essence of wisdom. You know, today we have many people, you know, who are very wise. Today we have the intellectuals. We have people that can mesmerize other people through their marvels, through their slogans, through their poetries, and through their sentiments. But what we learn from this blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that a person may be as intelligent as he could ever be. A person can be as how sharp as he can ever be. A person can be how smart as he could ever be. But if all these qualities he possesses are empty from the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then that is not what the real hikmat and what the real wisdom is. Because the essence, the root of hikmat, the root of intelligence, the root of intellectual is nothing but the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should not think that we are very intelligent if we do not have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person cannot be intelligent if the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is not present in his heart. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his son, that, oh my son, avoid being a safla. Avoid being a safla. His son asked him, that, oh my father, who is safla? Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the one who does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal, is safla. So he is basically giving his son, that, oh my son, you need to have this shelter of piety. It will protect you from many other things. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that it is written in the Torah that the one who wants to become sensible in the court of Allah, he should develop the genuine fear of Allah in his heart. Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman Darani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla goes out of the heart, that heart becomes a deserted. That heart becomes a place which has no security anymore. That heart becomes a place by which whoever wants to go into that place is free to go. Whoever wants to come out of that heart or that place, he gets out of that particular place. So when the security in the form of piety, in the form of fear of Allah, is out of the heart, that particular heart remains in danger. And it will only have once again the security, it will once again have that protection the moment the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal enters or re-enters that particular heart. And shaitan wants to take an advantage of deserted hearts, because he knows these hearts are open and he can toss our hearts and play with our hearts and move them wherever he wants to move them, because they are empty from the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, let us put a security guard to our hearts or in our hearts. Let us put a shelter around our hearts. And that shelter is indeed piety, because piety is the best shelter. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the fear of Allah is the essence of each goodness of the world and the hereafter. They are viewers of Madani Channel. What are some of the tips that can help us to maintain this shelter? What are some of the tips that we can learn to enhance and to strengthen this shelter in the form of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? There are many tips that we can learn. A very beautiful ayah of the whole Quran, from amongst many ayats that we can learn in order to strengthen this beautiful quality of piety. One ayah of the whole Quran is that Allah Azza wa Jal says that وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And for the one who fears standing in the majestic court of his Lord are two paradises. The one who fears standing in the court of his Rabb, in the court of his Lord, because of that fear of standing in the majestic court of his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him two jannas. Allahu Akbar. They are viewers of Madani Channel. We have many challenges in our lives. Illegal and unlawful things will be presented to us, and our egos and our emotions and our nafs will say to us, there is absolutely nothing wrong, because at the end of the day, you want to feed your family and accept this. No one is seeing you. But remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. And as and when we come across that situation, we should always remember that وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتًا. We should always remember that if we are going to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and stay away from that which is illegal, stay away from that which is haram, Allah Azza wa Jal has or will grant us two jannas. Allahu Akbar. They are viewers of Madani Channel. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a tear that comes out from the eyes of a mu'min out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though it is of the size of the wing of a fly, and then it rolls down the apparent part of his face, Allah Azza wa Jal makes the fire of Jahannam forbidden upon that person. And our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also said that when the heart of a believer shivers out of the fear of Allah, his sins shed from him like leaves falling from a tree. Viewers of Madani Channel, what about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that was demonstrated by the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam? How strong was their shelter when it comes to piety? Unimaginable. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who narrated that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was-salam would stand for salah, he would engage himself in the lamentation so deeply that the rumbling sound from his heart would be heard from a mile away. Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam one day came out of his home advising and making people fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And 40,000 people were present there when he alayhi salatu wasalam delivered his bayan. 40,000 people were present at the bayan of a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Deeply moved by a highly effective and emotive bayan of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, 30,000 people passed away out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam would stand for salah, he would weep so much out of the fear of Allah that trees and lumps of earth would start weeping with him. Even his blessed father Sayyidina Zakaria would also break into tears after seeing his son weeping. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, he would continue weeping until he would get unconscious. Due to constant weeping, tears had left scars on his blessed cheek. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam used to weep so much that he had lost most of his sight due to constant weeping. People humbly said to him that, "O Prophet of Allah, why did you weep so frequently that you kept losing your eyesight?" Upon this, Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Due to two things, I do not want that my gaze may fall any such thing that is forbidden by Sharia. And secondly, I feel it appropriate to become like a blind person. And when I wake up on the day of Qiyamah, my gaze may immediately behold Allah Azza wa Jal." After this, he alayhi salatu wasalam remained alive for 60 years, but no one could see him opening his eyes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from among those who can adopt this beautiful quality of piety. For indeed, it is the best shelter between ourselves and shaitan. When this shelter is removed, then shaitan gets into our hearts. He gets into our minds, and then he tells us what to do. He whispers to us what to do, and then we end up saying things that are out of the fold of Islam, things that are against Sharia. But if this shelter is strong, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will be happy with us in this dunya and will be happy with us in the akhirat, and this will be the means of our salvation in both the worlds. Allah Azza wa Jal really inculcate into our hearts the love of piety and the love of doing good actions. Until we meet again, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us the goodness of dunya and akhirat. Amin bijay nabil amin. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.